This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So Justin Long yells up at me like, "What are you doing up there?" And I'm like, "You'll see." And I'm like climbing the water tower, you know, like a palm tree, just doing like a free climb.
Yeah, it was a shimmy.
I undo the cap. It all comes out. And then it's like, "So long, drought."
Oh.
Because that is like, we needed this for so long. And it was like, it was right there. It's right in.
We already have the
Warner Brothers
water
tower.
And I'm saying this too.
Yes, because people think that like the Animaniacs live in there or whatever. That was like the whole legend or whatever. But it is. It's just a water tower. Like there's nothing in there.
And the Animaniacs, if I know them, it's like Yakko's just going to be surfing on the big wave of water. So
yes,
it's not like it's going
to
hurt them.
That was the other thing. People were afraid to let them out. But it's like, even if they are in there, they were nice. Like they weren't like scary.
Well, they
scary.
Cracked me up. Yeah. And educational too.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Line Back Hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Do you want to do it? Because increasingly—
I doing that out loud?
Yes. For the first probably 45 times I did it, you would just mouth it along.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant. I mean, that's like just a way for me to keep time.
In like an excited way, but it sort of made me think like you wanted to do it. Like you were showing that you could do it and that you wanted to try it yourself.
Oh, please, I could never.
But now, well, because increasingly you have been doing it along with me.
Oh, please, I don't need, and that's your thing. I could never really. Was I doing it out loud? I mean, was I getting it right or?
Yeah, I mean, you were sort of mumbling. I couldn't really hear. Well, just say, if you ever want to do it, just say you want.
No, I mean, I would, because I think you're so good at it. I mean, if you ever were like tired or something, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the scenario is. Are you, your voice is hoarse? Because I would like to try it, but I don't want to take away you doing it.
Okay.
Like, I don't think
no.
I should be doing it instead
well,
of you.
Well, you're saying
you
like,
or,
you know, because sometimes I am tired. Sometimes I come in here and I just think like, God, I mean, I want to do the show. I'm excited to do the show, but just like. The procedural stuff, just like the,
yes, just,
it's dotting the I's and crossing the T's for me. So honestly, if I did have someone to do that for me, I would actually appreciate
it. I mean, if you think I could do it, yeah.
You want to try it for this one and we'll play the song and you can kind of get ready and, and then you can do it.
It's silly. You know what? Let's do it.
Okay.
we don't use it. We don't use it. It's
Sam. Can you just do the song again?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions? Okay. Questions, like just before you.
Sorry, just not being rude, but
yeah.
Hi, everybody! Welcome to Hollywood. I booked this Captain Lineback.
Did you want me to start it?
Mm? Huh?
Okay, no, you were fine. You were fine.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Hollywood. I'm going to Red Carpet Line. This is the. Let me just do it slow and just do the song again, just one more time as a lead.
Okay, but before you do the song, we do. Usually, and if you want to do it a different way, I actually think that's fine. Usually, we wait until the end of the song.
The finish, total. Totally finished?
Usually.
Great.
So far, this is how we have done it.
Great. Run it, and when it's finished, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Hey, everybody. Stop. No, just back. Just the end. Can you do just the end?
Just do the end.
Just the end.
Okay.
I didn't mean to come in that.
No, it's fine. And it'll help if you just do the end, then you'll know that
as soon as you don't hear anything anymore, then that's when you can go.
And more casual, huh? Does it feel like I'm nervous?
No, that I actually... Sean.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and it's an insider guide to kick butt.
You're so excited, I think, is...
Too sorry. Excited? Check this out. Oh, hi, everybody. This is the Hollywood Handbook, and it's the insider guide to kicking butt drop names. Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, this is Hollywood Handbook. The insider's guide to kicking butt, and you drop the names in the Hollywood Handbook.
It's because
I keep getting back to the beginning.
Yes, that is the problem. You circle back around to the beginning. But it's the end you were doing before, so I think as long as you can just get to the end part, you'll be fine.
It's the Hollywood Handbook. Okay, so just, and we don't need the song, Sam. So it's just, I come in, not as excited, but maybe not as casual
Sam,
as the last one.
Sam, we don't need the song.
I don't need to be, no, thank you, Sam, very much. We're done with that, and he screwed it up twice. Mm-hmm. And so what we'll do is, this time, is I don't need to necessarily be surprised that they're here or anything. I think the way you do it is kind of, it's not thrown away,
like,
but it's...
It is energized, but also in sort of like a casual way.
And I'll make it my own, too. And
yes,
I'll make it my
own. Of course. Please don't feel like you have to do it like I do it.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook and this Insider's Guide. And hi, everybody. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking. But how do you do that transition?
Well, first, I got to say the "and" at the beginning is really nice. I may do that. The transition into the second
insider,
part?
The insider's
I guess it's just
guide.
Saying the next word.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, the insider's guide to kicking butt, dropping names in the red carpet, lineback hallway, the industry we call. I can do it better. I know I was at the end.
But
I feel like I'm swallowing some of it. Do you feel like I'm missing some of the...
You do know the last word?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because you knew you were at the end and you just didn't feel like saying it because you thought you could do it better.
Yes. I don't want you to be able to use that one because I know I've got a better one.
Okay. What is the last word just before we do
it? Of the whole thing?
Yeah.
I'm afraid if I say it, you'll just plug it onto the end of that.
No, one. I promise I won't. I just want to make sure, you know, so that when we do it next time, that we have it all out of the way and that we know that you know every word.
Okay. And you want to hear me say it now?
Yes.
The last word by itself? You don't want the whole lead in?
No, and this is just for practice.
Because I got the beginning, too.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
and then
everybody.
We'll do it all at once. This is what I want to avoid, going all the way through it again, and then you say the last word, and we find out that you don't know it.
That's not a concern at all.
Okay.
I definitely know it.
Okay.
No way is going to be a problem.
Great.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, the insider's guide to kicking butt, dropping names in the red carpet line back hallway of the industry we call shark bites.
Okay, it's showbiz.
Shirt biz.
Showbiz.
What are you saying?
I'm saying showbiz. So that's for next time. We have a great show today. We like everyone else, we love when the holidays come around, and it's a special time to be in Los Angeles, although I do miss seasons. It's just such a nice thing about living in other places. You get the leaves.
Fucking crazy here. Because there's no way to mark time. And I love this city.
Time passes in a crazy way. And
it's one long
day. Like,
it's one long day.
Backwards? What month are we in? And it is easy to forget because
you can lose your fucking mind.
In another place, if you want to know what month it is, you look at a tree or you look at the ground and there are little clues that can tell you.
Or you literally just ask your dad and he has like a calendar, he knows if it's right or not because what nature is doing.
Yes.
And so when I ask my dad, he does have a calendar, but
he doesn't know
what nature's doing.
If it's right.
So he can't tell if he's turned the page or not.
Right. Because ultimately a calendar is only – because people forget this. It's only if you remember
it's
to turn the page
as good
on the
as
right
– pages. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, yes. No, what you're saying is actually more to the point.
Because if you forget to turn it at the right time, it just becomes paper.
Forget it. No, it is. Or it has a picture, you know –
Right.
A Lamborghini with a...
Sure. I'm just saying, I mean, you know...
A hot rod could, with a hot bod.
Sure. Mean, it could be anything. Yes, it could be anything. But at that point, then it's just a nice picture.
Yeah.
You know? It's just a nice picture to look at. It doesn't have that purpose anymore. But anyway, we love... It is the holidays, and we looked on the computer, and we love Christmas time around Los Angeles, and one of the really special places that we've talked about in the past that does some really exciting stuff for Christmas is a place called The Grove. But what we've noticed is we go to The Grove, and we see the people walking around and, like, doing their shopping, and you just sort of get the impression that maybe they're doing it wrong.
So this is a segment we call... You're Doing It Wrong by Grove. I think I've got it.
And it is a holiday edition, so there must be a way to... You're Doing It Wrong by Grove.
You're
like
doing
a stove, like a hot, warm stove in like a winter house.
I was hoping that, like, if only the word wrong, like if only like ho, ho, wrong hope? Or doing like... Like rhymed with like bells or like.
Did you hear what I said?
I ho ho hove.
By
hove.
By ho ho ho.
Do people think that's a Jay-Z thing though?
Well, no, not if you say, you, if you do said all it one three. Time, you have to do all three. By ho ho ho. I think I've got it.
I think I've got it.
If there is a better one.
Well, let me try. Can I try one? Yes, and I don't know until I hear it out loud.
Yeah, sure.
By Grove, I think eggnog it.
Okay. Well, I think mine is better, but I can tell that we're not going to move on unless we do yours, so.
Do you want to do both?
Yes.
By ho, 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 I think eggnog it. And so it gives you a little bit of a picture of what we're talking about. So we don't have a ton of time for the actual segment.
No, but we could just do a couple of short tips on how to do The Grove, I guess.
One thing is this fountain.
Yes. Yeah, the fountain, we did talk about it last time.
But not in the same
and
way.
And so that's a really dangerous thing because it is different now, yeah.
Because Christmas music is playing and the water is almost kind of dancing to the music.
Yes.
And it's doing a dance movement, although it's water, but there's a brain of computers that puts the water spouting in a dance style.
And so don't tell anyone. You don't go tell anyone what's happening. Like, that's part of it. That's part of what's supposed to be happening.
And the fountain's not going to freeze just because it's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't try to skate there.
Mm-hmm. And please, you go see Santa Claus.
Yes.
Santa Claus is there.
Get in line for Santa's Village.
Yes. But... Be careful when you sit down because sometimes you think it might be Santa Claus, but it's actually the map that like shows you where to go in the mall.
Yes. Well, and there's a lot of things that could be Santa Claus that are not. Don't sit on any of them. What I like to do is I'm going to ask 6 or 7 people nearby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if it is
him, this Santa before I sit down?
Yes. And you should ask him too if he is. And if it is him, he has to tell you. Otherwise, it's entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you do go to sit down, do it really slow.
Don't jump down.
Yeah. Don't go fast because it could be somebody's dog.
It could be, oh, yes. And a lot of times,
even
so
if it's a
there's
what?
No good ending to the dog scenario because if it moves, whack, there goes your butt.
Yeah.
If it doesn't move, squawk, that's the sound the dog make. And I know that doesn't sound like a bark.
Or sometimes if it's a really big dog, suddenly you're being carted away on the back of this thing, probably chasing a cat.
Oh, running all crazy and bringing you God knows where.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's, hope is a nice dog.
Yes, they do have white dogs, for your information. So you think, oh, a white fuzzy thing.
Well, that can be a dog because
it must be Santa's beard, but it also can be a dog.
Well, because of the science breeding that they've started
the way they're
to do,
breeding now,
and it's
yes,
just, and
for
it's
shows.
Just, I mean, it's one of the reasons that I won't eat.
Yes,
fruit.
And factory mill, these puppy mills too, is where they're doing that, and I just think it's disgusting.
Anybody who buys a dog, If you purchase a dog,
it's worse than crime.
When there's dogs to be rescued,
it's worse than crime.
If you're doing that, let me have a message for you that I say right now, and it's on the podcast. You don't do that. Is that clear enough? Or do you need me to say it again? And I hope you don't.
So that was You're Doing It Wrong by Ho 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 of I Think Eggnogget. We have a really great guest today. Thomas Middleditch is here. You know him from Silicon Valley, and he must have done some other stuff. I'll look that up. And he's coming on right now on Hollywood.
I remember being in a Twix commercial.
Well, I won't be able to look that up. It just won't show on his page. Is there anything else?
Thomas? Well, he did a lot of commercials.
Okay. We can just talk about this show.
Just Silicon Valley?
Do you think that's okay?
Yeah, he must have done some other stuff. Oh, he's in that movie, The Campaign.
Oh, great. Okay. Who is he in that?
He's like one of the townspeople that Galifianakis is friends with.
That's great. That'll
like
be really good.
He's a shop owner.
That's perfect. Okay, let me write something down for that real quick. Okay, that'll be great. Okay. Coming right up. It's going to be really good. On Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, Earwolf heads. It's Earwolf Man Jack's nephews, Sean and Hayes, here to talk to you about the store, the Earwolf store. They didn't give us any ad copy this week.
Yes, it just says we have to record an ad for Earwolf merch.
Merch,
and it
yes.
doesn't say what the actual ad copy is, but we can just do it. I think they have a shirt that says Earwolf.
Yes, and it's got a picture of a pirate ship, or
right.
It's like something rando.
Or like a Professor Blastoff, probably like a
yes,
some business there.
Yeah, they get listens. So yeah, and there's probably like a fucking hat or some like
yeah.
Don't they have shit like that?
Yeah, I think there is a hat in there. Yeah.
www.earwolfmerch.com. Earwolfmerchstore.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go to the Earwolf store site, click merch,
mm-hmm.
and then click purchase.
Yeah. And it's divided into sections. Shirts, hats.
Shirts,
store.
Hats, shoes, pants.
Merch.
Fishing gear. And it's they're selling the stuff from all the shows you listen to and some of the ones you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got pictures on the shirts.
So everybody buy merch.
So I turn to Tipper.
Yeah.
Gore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, explicit lyrics warning, because at this point, I've been listening to her fuck all night through the wall, you know? She said some pretty wild shit.
And her plan to, like, get rid of all the other fucking noises so,
yes.
like, hers can be the best.
Because she wants to be number one. It's that competition that's in her.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook,
an
insider's guide
what
to
up,
kicking
what
button,
up.
Dropping names in the red carpet, lying back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Corker of a guest.
We have a corker
today.
Of a guest and a real hot one, and he's really going to blow your fucking hair back. It's Thomas Middleditch.
Hi, everybody.
Thomas.
Hi, guys. I just got back from visiting my good friend, John DuPont, his gravestone. Love
John,
the man.
John DuPont?
John DuPont of the Foxcatcher organization.
Yes,
he was
yes,
a good
yes.
personal friend of mine. He used to drive me around in his chopper, and I'm so ashamed that they've spread all those lies in that filthy, filthy film.
And do you like wrestling?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Actually, I share a passion for wrestling on the mat and off.
You, high school? High school wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think my build is
weight class?
Fairly obvious.
Weight class?
I wrestled 220 and above.
Mm.
And
middle weight, wouldn't that have been so interesting?
Yeah.
Middle weight.
A lot of coaches said, are you sure you don't want to go featherweight? And I said, no, I want to take on the big boys.
Uh-huh.
And I made regionals.
What's your signature move?
I like to do the chest slap. I like to do the hand hold.
Ooh, and I'm getting scared just hearing, just imagining the chest slap. Just
I like to grit my teeth at them and say, "You can't, you can't."
Okay, and that's mentally pretty devastating.
Yeah, I get in the mines before I get in their body.
I'm trying to do something and somebody grits their teeth, says you can't. I go, oh, well, now I don't feel good about even trying.
My confidence is shattered.
Thomas, you're the main star of Silicon Valley.
Uh-huh.
Can I congratulate you on something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
AV Club, best of TV of the year. Mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, not top 35, but... they did the list of the best things that didn't make it on the list, mm-hmm. and A.A. Dowd did give you guys a shout-out for his favorite thing that wasn't on the top 35 list.
Thank
this is that
so
nice.
It's always good to make a sub-35 list. As long as you're on a list, you're good.
And that could mean you were 36.
It's entirely possible.
Which is only two spots behind The Leftovers, which is a famously really good show.
Well, that's number one in the 36 to infinity list.
Mm-hmm.
So we beat out everyone else.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like working with Bad Judge?
He's kind of a tyrant. He's a really effeminate guy. That's the one thing that I was pretty surprised at. Mm. He wears a little gown a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I was kind of expecting
A masculine guy.
Well, like a Texas guy, a rootin' tootin' meat eater guy.
In like overalls.
Yeah, sort of strong but silent, but mm-hmm. he's really loud and a bit abrasive.
Yeah, I would wanted to see him spit terbacky and make that little pa-ting sound.
No, he's kind of like a Paul Lind incarnate. His favorite thing when he likes a take, he'll go, "Cut, unbelievable," and it's hammy. It's a bit much.
Yeah, that seems over the top. Can I say a thank you because your TV show that you're doing
mm-hmm.
is finally something that
I know where this is going,
showing
yes.
mm-hmm. real nerds like me mm-hmm. on TV
yeah.
and making us the heroes. And aren't nerds taking over? And isn't it bully's time to get in the backseat? And aren't we really ruling the world now?
Yeah, I mean, we're hacking into the mainframe of society.
Yes, mm-hmm. isn't that true? Yes, but in a funny time as well.
In a funny time. It's always a 2-4 measure of comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not my time. Not my time. I said my time. Okay, it's a little slow. Not my time. Remember?
Yes. Okay, right. Because of the
drummer movie
with the
Little
drums.
Drummer Boy.
Yes, and not Birdman, but the other one that featured drums. And
so you must see a lot of movies. You're coming in here with all kinds of movie references.
Do you have Oscar fever? And I mean, is that diagnosable at this point? Because you're talking about Foxcatcher. You're talking about the drummer movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Big Hero 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about.
Oh, he's almost out of movies.
I'm talking about Birdman. I'm talking about Inherent Vice, which I haven't seen.
Me neither. And I'm excited, even if I hate it. And don't you think that maybe you caught Oscar fever because last year you were having a scene in an Oscar movie? Wolf of Wall Street.
I remember Marty Scores comes up to me, says, "Tommy, baby, I need you to do me a favor." And I was eating a frozen yogurt at the time. I said, "Martin, I haven't spoken to you since Janet's wedding, Jackson." And I looked at him, I said, "Are you sure you want me in your film?" He said, "You're the only person that can save it. I've got Leo tanking. I've got Jonah tanking. I need a good guy with a good fishbowl routine. And I've seen your act and I love it."
Now,
because he saw my one-man show.
It's amazing how well it translated to the big screen.
Well, you know.
Is it true?
That's what I've always said. Theater goes to the big screen like two steppers in a step routine.
Mm-hmm. Is it true that when he approached you, The studio had watched a cut and they had said, "This is 5 minutes and one comedy bit short of being really something special."
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I said, "You know, Marty, I've done all my art house. I'm kind of in the biz for Benjamins now." And he slipped me one. And he said, "I know this isn't SAG-AFTRA, mm-hmm. But don't tell the reps."
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me a little bonus. Mm-hmm. That was that. Well, it was
nice.
All my. That was the entire pay at that point.
Yeah, but that's very nice. So
well,
Benjamin,
$100. So.
Nothing to sneeze at.
No.
Thomas.
Yes.
Missed on the Goldie nod this past week. How did that feel? Nightmare. You wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
I wake up. I set my alarm for 4:15 because I like to sort of just accept the day and brew my French press, which I have a little smidge here in my.
Yes, I was smelling that. I was smelling that before.
I wish that were part of the silliness. This is real. And anyway, I love a good French press. And yeah, I was waiting. I was just refreshing on Hollywood Reporter, Variety, TMZ.
Yes. Because you were considered, if not a front runner, at least a dark horse.
I've been a dark horse all season. And I don't know. I just wish they'd let me ride.
I am working on a piece called Goldie Nod and the Three Snubs. And I'll tell you, you're number one.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's
Papa it's Snuff.
Tough. You know, well, what, first season, 8 episodes, you can only do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's...
It really is mostly about number of episodes, isn't it?
Yeah.
The more...
We're trying to compete with people who have 22 episodes.
Doesn't seem fair.
No.
Some of them are even... twice as long as yours.
Yeah, hour long 22.
Mm-hmm. There's so much on screen more because all the time they get to do.
Yeah, it's not fair. And I want it to stop. And this, if any union reps are listening, let's change the rules, guys.
Should we go over the people who did get nods and you can talk about some of the things that you did that were more interesting than what they were doing?
Yeah, sure. Let's sling some mud.
Do we know any offhand as I look them up? Oh, probably Jeffrey Tambor, right?
Oh, boring. Hello, if I wanted to see that, I'd go to my show.
Yes.
I have a cross-dresser show, a drag show.
Yes.
That I put on every Sunday.
And that is not the Goldfish Bowl. There is a Goldfish Bowl in this one,
too. Oh, I have 8 one-man shows running simultaneously now, all at the UCB Sunset.
That new space is beautiful.
It's so good. I love the gorgeous ceilings. They're so tall.
Mm-hmm.
Great for
and
acoustics.
And the sound, yes.
It's great for acoustics.
Very good. I like to hear myself, then hear myself again, then not hear anyone else.
Yeah. My favorite part of it is that somehow they've soundproofed the audience, so... You get very little reaction.
Well, they might be laughing, though.
It might just be a shitty show. It's hard to say. But, you know, regardless, I just want to perform in deafening silence.
Okay, here we go. Complete list of nominees.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Sorry. Have you thought about doing
show,
musical?
The TV
well,
show
I'm just a musical person constantly.
How about these Pitch Perfect movies they're making?
Ooh, can't get enough. I can't get enough of the Pitch Perfect, and I can't get enough of Hunger Games. Big fan of both.
Those are the big two for me as well.
And the dream would be to combine them. If, just picture, Hunger Games, Little Cat, Kit. What's her name?
Kit Kat.
She's Kit Kat. Little Kit Kat's shooting her little bow and arrow. She's running away from all the other bloodthirsty teens. And
she sings.
And then she knows.
And she launches into...
But you're a performance. Give her no go, man. Give her God's gun. I'll burn some cake. Got blood on your case. A green pink cake. Light it up on a ride. Turn on home break. Singing gay. You know, all that.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. That's better than either movie.
Yeah. Okay. Why can't we run for president of Hollywood?
I have the list. Louis C.K. in the show of the same name. What do you think of that guy?
Hack.
William Macy in Shameless.
William Hoosie in What'sless?
Don Cheadle in House of Lies. Now, he is good. Okay. Now, be careful what you say
about
him.
More like Ronnie Beadle in I've Got Pies.
Okay, I think that is going a little far because he is funny. He does.
As a comedic performer, for me, he's number one. Which is not to say you haven't been nominated, but as far as when did I laugh so hard I couldn't breathe? It was probably watching House of Lies. It was probably something Don was doing.
And another guy who I do think is pretty good, Ricky Gervais and Derek. You have to give it up for that performance, don't you? Being like a dumb guy. See, you're laughing right now. You're just like thinking about it.
No, I'm just
And isn't it time?
It's brave. It's brave. You have to be very brave.
Isn't it time again to start playing a retarded guy?
Yes.
I'm just glad someone.
For laughs.
I'm just glad
someone.
The
way he kind of like slaps his chest with his hand.
I'm just glad someone took that note from Tropic Thunder to heart and said, no, you do play full retard.
Right? And it's working. People like the show.
Like the show.
We got a Goldie nod.
LA, people like the show.
Okay, he's doing it.
I got them all.
LA, get out. Man, LA Industries.
And then, this is a psychic, so this is not for the podcast, but...
Ah, yes. Well, he's doing a Kramer move.
Doing the old spin. I'm getting buzzed.
Who's buzzing you?
Jane Fonda. She says, where'd you leave the keys?
The monster-in-law.
Unbelievable.
Okay, and he's doing Mike Judge.
Yes, my fresh on Mike Judge as Paul Lynde.
Should we play a game?
What are we talking here?
Well,
is my sound on? The sound has to be on for
Gmail
this to,
roulette.
For this to have
Hang
the effect
on.
I want. Okay. What we do, so we play this rap song, and then we do a
Trendy,
thing
I love it.
Where we have your Gmail up, and we're just gonna scroll through it on random search, and whatever comes up, you have to read that email. You have to read it, no matter who it is, or no matter what it's from.
Okay. And can I say it beforehand? Is usually you're gonna land on one. You're going, oh guys, can I do another one? Do I have to do this one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've discussed it, and you can't.
Yes, it happens to be one of the rules that you're not allowed to do a different one.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to hit the search button?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, okay.
Well, it's going to make some pretty crazy noises when it starts shuffling through all those emails, trying to find which one to land on.
Okay, let me do it. Bleep.
Why don't we just hook around that neutron star? Dad, it was you. Please, sweetie. The watch. Time is one thing we haven't got. It's a big wave. I'm sorry. It's for humanity. I thought I could do it. I thought I could die here, but I just can't. The dust. Okay, so we found it landed on the email.
Yeah. This is from, I don't want to.
You have to, Thomas, you have to read
so
it.
Mortifying.
You have to read the whole email.
From Kevin Costner at Gmail.
Good,
very good. Yeah, I know what this is about.
It's from Kevin Costner.
Subject.
Fun party last night.
Oh, that's okay, what the email's about. Yes. That's what the email's going
to
be about.
Hey, I'm excited to... tell you that I really enjoyed that selection of vegan cheeses. I host these vegan cheese parties.
Oh, yes. That's a polite introduction that he's excited to tell you. That's nice.
Yeah. A couple regrets. I'm sorry I got so hammered.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. It's a party. And
Tell Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we Davis have a Jr. guess at who that might be.
It's not Davis Jr. He's dead.
Oh, Sammy Hagar.
You didn't say when the party was
Watkins from the Buffalo Bills.
Sammy Hagar Watkins. That I'm sorry I tore his blouse.
Oh.
Mm.
It's sort of a Mr. Brooks move. You see him at these parties, he'll just go into Mr. Brooks sometimes.
Yeah, he's doing Mr. Atrocities. Brooks. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know this is out of left field, but can I get Jim Jarmusch's phone number?
Is that a Field of Dreams joke out of left field? Is he referencing? Yeah.
Let me just write him back.
Is that a Bull Durham joke that he's doing that?
Fuck yourself.
Oh, so this was unreplied to.
No, yeah.
And you really didn't want to read that email.
That was from 4
reason.
Months ago.
Love Jarmusch. Let's talk about Jarmusch. I love how everyone in his movies is having a good smoke.
Mm.
Just having a nice, interesting smoke. They're going...
I like how it sort of feels like maybe he doesn't know what he wants to do yet when he starts shooting it.
Yes.
It's a journey. Mm-hmm. It's always a journey.
I'm figuring it out at the same time. Is there anything more daring than being confusing? Thomas?
Absolutely not.
What are some of your favorite jar movies?
I like Winter's Bone 2. Get me out of here.
That was good.
I was happy that he was allotted the sequel. That was so nice.
We did a pass on the first Winter's Bone.
Oh, really? You did Punch Up on Winter's Bone?
We did. Well, we did sort of an original, a different version. It was about Edgar Winter. And it was about...
Oh, was he kind of a Nick Frost character? Or Jack Frost? Nicholas? He was kind of a Nick Thune. It's kind of a Nick Thune type?
Sort of a Nick Thune type.
Okay.
What the note was? Too Thune.
I'm so happy.
He's a charmer. God, he's so good looking.
Yes, I'm happy to see
him. He's got a great look.
And that little car. Big guy, little car.
That's what I dream of.
You know, it works. That's what I dream. Big, cool guy, little kind of fucked up, stupid car.
Yeah, we're all rooting for him. Mm. Did you see Bad Johnson?
I didn't see Bad Johnson. I saw Good David. Good David.
That was nice. About a guy who turns into a nice penis instead of penis that Nick Thune is playing.
I remember reading the script for Bad Johnson.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people read it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was just available to be read. Yeah. You know, people were sending it around.
Yeah.
Sean, you had an experience with Bad Johnson, right? I think we should just
happened to me.
Oh, yeah. This is based on your life.
I made a I was only listening to my penis and not my heart or my brain. And so I made a wish on my birthday, and when I'm blowing the candle on the cake, ice cream cake, mint chocolate chip. Yes, please. And I'm making the wish, and I go, I wish my dick would become a mean guy. Mm-hmm. Now, Nick was on the show, Thomas. How do you feel about that? And do you think you're doing better than he did or worse?
I've listened to the episode. I can guarantee you that I'm doing better. I feel sorry for him. I'm sorry he's having such a tough time. And I wish him to get well soon.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Sorry, Nick.
Now
look,
I feel like a jerk for roasting him.
Nick, and everybody else, when you do a movie like Splinterheads, you'll learn a lot. You learn how to take a tape measure, put it up to your eye, and how they get focus. And you learn that Hollywood is a tough game because you can have, as critics would say, the best movie out, I think, 2008, and get snubbed. You talk about snubbed, I've been snubbed a lot.
Yes.
I showed the tip of my penis through wet boxes in that film. Mm-hmm. I gave my soul.
That's what gave it the title.
Yeah, I gave my soul to Brant Cerson, the director, and just, I don't know.
And didn't,
it kicks you. It kicks you.
And didn't you feel like then all of a sudden this Adventureland movie comes out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's another heartfelt, carnival-based film. Uh-huh. Coming of age. I don't remember how much of Eisenberg's penis I saw.
Oh, I can guarantee you zero. Here's the thing. When we wrapped Splinterheads, we all looked at each other, and I remember saying to Leah Thompson, who is from Back to the Future and a million other things.
Mm-hmm. Howard the Duck.
Back to the Future 2.
Howard the Duck. Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I said, sweetheart, I think we did it. And we hugged. And then I turned around, and someone had on their phone, they said they had a trailer of this Adventureland movie. And I said, well, that looks like dog shit. Jesse who?
Yeah, Huzenberg, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it turned out that made over $80 million in merchandise revenue because they did all the toys.
You could get the Ryan Reynolds cool carnival guy toy. You could get the green Kristen army Stewart. Jacket on this.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart.
I learned my lesson.
Like her fake head that you could kiss.
You could get the toy big star record that you could put on your record player. It doesn't play because it's a toy. But
yeah. So I have a first generation 3D printer, and I am making Silicon Valley dolls for free.
Get the whet their appetites. Get them hungry for it. Then they need it.
I'd like
it.
To buy the one of the babe.
You are bad.
The one babe.
Oh, yeah. Why aren't there any women on the show? There is one.
There is one. People.
Here's what pisses me off. So everyone's going, sounding off, being all mad, like, why is there no women? Watch the show, there's no women. Number one, there is one woman. Number two, there's a freaking guy who's not a white guy.
Yes, and it is like people are just ignoring that. Don't you agree?
Who's not
like,
a white guy?
Yeah. It's like, what do you want?
He's one of the main guys on the show.
Yeah. He's literally one of the main guys.
Yeah, he's got a silly accent.
Yes.
He comes from a silly place.
And
his name is silly.
Darnoosh, something like that.
His name's Gargamel. It's Gargamel. I mean...
And now it's like they're moving the chains on you, you know? We're like,
well, at that point,
you do like, one nice, really nice, friendly thing like that, and then they say, oh, now we want something else.
Well, it's give them an inch. I always say, give them an inch, and they're going to ask for a whole female thing.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm on strings, and Hollywood is the puppet master.
Yes.
And I'm tired of it. I've never been in a more controlling environment than working with Home Box Office.
Now, Hayesbot.
Is this what you want? Is this what you're asking for? Membrette, is the sound on? You gotta turn it on. It's getting
time
over. Okay. This is the Popcorn Gallery theme song. This is a segment that we do where we get questions from the listeners, and that's the popcorn. And then we ask you, the gallery, about what the questions are.
Oh, I can't wait to fill up.
See, that's...
What a good attitude.
Yes.
We have so,
so many people,
people
go into this.
I'm hungry today. I've only had two eggs and a piece
so
of
many,
toast.
Yes. So many people go into this full, like proverbially full, and they say, I don't want any more popcorn.
Oh, no, I love it. I crave it. It's one of the few things us vegans can eat, unless there's butter on it.
And do you have a food blog?
Yes. It's called help.org / contact us.
Yes.
Did you say front slice? I just want to make people
front slice.
I just want to make sure people know so they
well
can,
on the keyboard there's
so
front slice
get to the website.
And there's back slice.
Help.org front slice contact us.
I'm on a tech show. I'm on a show about hacking and coding and programming. I know what the key is called.
Well, let's reach into
the
bag,
and maybe Thomas would like to eat some when
front
you...
slice back
oh,
slice
okay.
arrow. Half big C, well, sort of lazy C, and then there's a hard C. You got tic-tac-toe. Up
there's
arrow.
There's loop-de-loop. Don't
yeah, loop-de-loop.
See, you're looking. I can see you looking at
well,
the...
I don't remember them off. Those aren't my lines. I don't have them memorized.
Okay,
but
well,
I
just want people
line.
To know. In case
I remember
they thought
I have a line from
genius.
Splinterheads. It goes, I remember it goes, wait. She's into me? She's a babe. Rachel Taylor.
Yes.
Dream. I remember we high-fived. What do you got?
Yeah, so we're reaching into the popcorn bag and we're pulling out a question for you. And take your time because it's going to take me a while to find a good one. There are some that aren't that very good.
That doesn't surprise me. This town is full of not good.
Oh, it's a computer chip. So, to explain a little bit about what just happened for you, we have my friend Mark from high school records these sound drops, and that's what you just heard. And we sort of tell him who the guest is, and then he records. He's reaching in the popcorn bag.
Oh yeah, fine.
And then he pulls out something, you know, hopefully relevant to the show or the guest, or that's just kind of fun to think about.
Yeah.
And then that will represent the question. And then Hayes will ask the question.
Oh, okay.
And can I say, when he says computer chip, it seems like, we should clarify this for him again, it seems like he thinks he's reaching into a bag of potato chips and that he's making a joke about how it's a computer chip instead of a potato chip. It's popcorn, okay? The name of the segment is popcorn. He keeps getting confused and thinking that it's chips.
I did talk to him.
But I am glad to hear that he's feeling better.
He is feeling better. He was sick last week.
Check your email, guys.
Thomas... This is a question from Corpse Fucker Shitlord.
Holy Christ. Is that real?
I love, just don't think about it.
I love tapping into the elite of the internet. Now let's go.
I find that it's better to just read the name and just pretend that it's something nice and just not even think about what it could possibly mean.
Okay.
Question is for Thomas Middleditch.
Okay.
And it's, you claim you're a big time nerd because you're on the IT crowd, but how do I know you're a real nerd like Chris Hardwick and not just a faker? And this is a very good question.
And if you get the answer
thank
right,
you
get
nice man, points, food lord. Yes.
Okay. This yes. might answer your question.
Okay.
I was at a party with my date at that time, Haley Joel Osment.
Points.
And points, yes. I remember
we'll do this.
Being,
we'll do this around the horrid style.
Yes.
I remember both of us being seduced by a very inebriated Keanu Reeves. He had just Ba-ding! Finished Jack Reacher.
Points.
And points. Jack Reacher 2, John Wick. Points, and yes. we were all getting along great. And Ba-ding! I remember I... Points. Yes, wake points. Up, face down,
uh-huh.
in a hot tub.
Oh.
Chlorinated water in my lungs. And Keanu had taken Haley away from me. So I don't know if that makes me a bully or a nerd, but I think maybe here's something a nerd might say. Do the math.
Yes. I was waiting to see how this would connect with you proving that you were a nerd.
And I think I just did it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do the math.
Bicycle, bicycle. And that's when they're sort of, they're up in the trees and the kids are savagely sort of trying to chop down the tree to get her.
And evil but, robot bee is.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's only got her, she's only got one arrow left. So she's like, I want to ride my bicycle.
Yes.
It's because it's all Queen songs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of a Queen revival.
Well,
in
yes.
Hunger Games.
It's like, I mean, it's sort of
and
like,
just, people,
and just because just cause there is one already.
Yes, I was going to say, people think that just because there's been yes. one Queen jukebox musical,
yes.
that we can't do another one
yeah.
tied
yeah.
So to the Hunger Games.
Yeah, so they have We Will Rock You and we have We Will Shoot You With an Arrow.
Yes, and oh. we've changed some of the words, you know, yeah. at least... Of We Will Rock You, we change the words. For bicycle, we're sticking pretty close to the yeah. bicycle thing.
Yeah, there's no rules. We can do whatever we want.
Yes.
It's make-believe.
Okay, do we reach back into the bag that's real?
Ooh, it's a bar of code chip. Okay, well.
We got the note afterwards. So.
Well, yeah.
It isn't really, yes. Well, sometimes he does seem like he's anticipating what we're going to say, and he's like sort of doing it in real time. So in this case, I feel like he is choosing to ignore us because he thinks that his version is better.
Mm. I'm thirsty. Can I have some of that hand sanitizer?
Yes.
It's very potent.
It's all old hat to
well,
me, sweetheart.
Engineer Cody was drinking that for a while, and he's really sort of melted his brain.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Oh, God. So many of these questions are about... Just a play on your name. Are you
in the middle of a ditch?
Or a ditch?
Yes, yeah. That's right. That is like, something that a lot of people did.
LOL, you and Darren Lindsay from elementary school. I'm sorry. That's not a name drop of anyone famous.
He's my bully.
He was my bully, and I love him.
Well, you owe him a great deal of yeah. gratitude because the bullying and the nerding. Yeah,
the bullying
know.
And the...
Okay,
that's
it, and he's doing a director.
And the nerd, the that's part of my Fishbowl one-man show.
And you can't see this, but he's molesting a small child. So,
well, you can see it every Tuesday night at UCB Sunset.
It's nice that you have so much more room now to ride the model train all around
yeah,
the
yeah.
room. So much farther. It used to be on yeah. that little stage. It wouldn't like have the same build that it does
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. I tackle all the Hot Topic issues. There's a Woody Allen scene. There's a Cosby scene. I do it all.
And please don't laugh if you're at the UCB Sunset show because it screws him up and he loses his place.
And I have to start again. I've done a six-hour show once.
I assume your Cosby scene is him not doing anything wrong, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's him doing some hilarious The Kids Say the Darndest Things routine. I have a bunch of kids. Well, leftover from the Woody Allen bit.
What is a good question? People used to at least just look the person up on Wikipedia, and that was lazy, and they would come up with some like little detail and be like, you were in this. But
well,
now
it's
just not even that.
Now it's just them being offensive.
Okay, how about this one? This is sort of similar to something we've talked about, but this is interesting. Question for Mr. Middleditch from Match Game 72. Who would win in a computer fight, you or Jesse Eisenberg? And it is interesting how you and Jesse have been sort of...
We've been rivals for a long time.
On these parallel model trains, so
I've never met the guy. I've just heard the rumors.
Yes.
And you know, he's a terror and that...
Right. But it's because you listen to the, like, if you think about it, you did Splinterheads and then he did Adventure Time and then did your smart show and then he decided to do a smart movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all, but he's always lagging behind a little bit.
Yes.
He's always after me.
Yes. Isn't that so true?
The only interaction I've had with Jesse Eisenberg is one time at a Kings game, we were accidentally sat next to each other because there's those celebrities rows.
Yeah, yeah. Sean, do you want to listen to this?
I was looking for a good question because I feel like I remember one, but now I'm just going like, no, none of this is good. Oh, no, I have one that I think I like.
Okay, give it to me because I asked the questions.
Well, it's just the one right above the corpse fucker shitlord question that you asked the first time, and I thought that's kind of funny.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, what happened? He ate the puck or something?
Okay, so you read the trades. Good job. Next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say, please, everyone read Jesse Eisenberg's Shouts and Murmurs if you want to laugh. So, 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 so funny.
Oh, he's got a great picture-only blog.
Mm-hmm. So this is a question.
It's. I mean, he's a little bit behind me, so I have help.org. He has saveme.edu. And his section is the /pics, but front you have slice. To write... /.html. You have to do that because
he used to be on Move On, didn't he?
Yeah.
No. Let's reach on the popcorn bag.
Yeah, let's reach on the popcorn bag.
He was the baby in Family Ties.
Go ahead. It's a front slice button broke off the keyboard.
So he is listening.
And he's doing them in real time.
Yes, he's doing them in real time. We don't know how he does it because he sends us the things ahead of time.
Yeah, I got them in my email, but then when I open them up, they're always
very current. So here's a question from Aztec. This is the one that you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Middleditch, in a scenario where you are buying your burial plot and there are three holes side by side, which one would you choose to put your headstone over and why?
I suppose
the middle, right? That's what he's getting at?
I think it's the best version of...
Yes, I think it's the best version of the joke that 14 people did. And I think this one actually took a little time to think about, how do I get this first thought joke to feel like a real question?
It is a real thinker. It is
Well, my mother's maiden name is Pickering. So I guess I'd pick...
You would pick her in.
The middle. Oh, I can have fun. I can poke fun at myself. I can poke fun at myself.
And that's something I've always really liked about you, that you're not one of these people who now is just unwilling to have a laugh at some of the funny things about themselves. Because after Splinterheads, I think you would have been well within your rights to sort of say, hands off, nobody gets to make a joke about me anymore.
100%.
I'm a big honking fucking deal.
Yeah, well, it's on Netflix right now. So,
Is it still? Yeah. Streaming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But the important thing is, I thought it was.
This is a question. Let's go in the bag. Please don't try to read the question ahead of time. I know that's what you're trying.
Is that just a photo of someone sleeping?
Yes, that's somebody photoshopped themselves sleeping in a bathtub over a toilet. Our forums are getting very arty. I don't really know how I feel about it.
You've encouraged this. How many subscribers on your forums? How many members?
Boy.
Hang on, I'm just playing the sound drop, and then I will get right to you, but I have to hold the button down for the sound drop to play, and we have to wrap it up because there's another show coming in.
Okay.
And it's fucking computer.
Oh, that's a code for the end of the show. And we were going to read Zinja's question, but now we're not going to.
So nice try, Zinja, and have at it next weekend.
I can't believe I'm being bumped.
Normally.
This has never happened. If Jesse is out in the other room.
It's not our show. It's another show entirely.
Yes. Okay. Another show entirely. And we would love to do this forever.
To be able to do it at the time they do it.
Yes.
Okay. So please read the
forums and write on them too, and go to Facebook and like the page and go on iTunes and click 5 stars and say that you like it.
And we are going to find someone who bought the pro version this week. I think it was Dixon.
Okay, Dixon.
Dixon bought the pro version, and thank you so much for doing that. We're putting together your. It's actually going to be a little late this week because of the holidays. It's going to take a while to ship, but we have a really great package of goodies for you, and. And also in return, you get to hear a selection from your Hunger Games Queen musical, Thomas. So,
yep.
And this is just
one
for
more
Dixon.
Clip.
This is, out of all the podcasts I've been on, this has been absolutely the worst.
That's fair.
Yeah, sure. It's not supposed to be fun. But you do want to sing your song, right?
We do need you to do the song. Yeah.
Okay. Fat bottom girls keep make the rockin' girl go round. Help me, I'm getting chased.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.